Welcome to Our PBC Life, a safe place for all to tune in and enjoy. We hope that today's sermon inspires and encourages you. You can stay connected with us on our social media at MyPBCLife or through our website at pbclife.ca. Be blessed and enjoy.
We will talk about relationships in the next few moments, of course. The most important one is that with our Lord and Savior, with God Himself. Hey, you know, those who have been with us over the summer months, we're in the book of Proverbs, and we're reading one chapter from Proverbs each Sunday. So I'm going to ask you to stay standing for just a moment as we read together Proverbs 25. The passages that have been assigned to myself, they are 21 through 26. Obviously, you don't want me to be here and go through all 21 through 26. So we're going to focus a little bit on chapter 25 of Proverbs today. And there's the words on the screen for you, and we'll read it together, okay? Beginning with verse 1, obviously. These are more Proverbs of Solomon, collected by the advisors of King Hezekiah of Judah. It is God's privilege to conceal things, and the king's privilege to discover them. No one can comprehend the height of heaven, the depth of the earth, or all that goes on in the king's mind. Remove the impurities from silver, and the sterling will be ready for the silversmith. Remove the wicked from the king's court, and his reign will be made secure by justice. Don't demand an audience with the king or push for a place among the great. It's better to wait for an invitation to the head table than to be sent away in public disgrace. Just because you've seen something, don't be in a hurry to go to court. For what will you do in the end if your neighbor deals you a shameful defeat? When arguing with your neighbor, timely advice is lovely, like golden apples in a silver basket. To one who listens, valid criticism is like a golden earring or a gold jewelry. Trustworthy messengers refresh like snow in summer. They revive the spirit of their employer. A person who promises a gift but doesn't give it is like clouds and wind that bring no rain. Patience can persuade a prince, and soft speech can break bones. Do you like honey? Don't eat too much, or it will make you sick. Don't visit your neighbors too often, or you will wear out your welcome. Telling lies about others is as harmful as hitting them with an axe, wounding them with a sword, or shooting them with a sharp arrow. Putting confidence in a reliable person in times of trouble is like chewing with a broken tooth or walking on a lame foot. Singing cheerful songs to a person with a heavy heart is like taking someone's coat in cold weather or pouring vinegar in a wound. If your enemies are hungry, give them food to eat. If they are thirsty, give them water to drink. You will heap burning coals of shame on their heads, and the Lord will reward you. As surely as a north wind brings rain, so a gossiping tongue causes anger. It's better to live alone in the corner of an attic than with a quarrelsome wife in a lovely home. Good news from far away is like cold water to the thirsty. If the godly give in to the wicked, it's like polluting a fountain or muddying a spring. It's not good to eat too much honey, and it's not good to seek honors for yourself. A person without self-control is like a city with broken down walls. Amen. Don't you love some of the analogies that are there? Let me read the Message version of verse 16. And while the grammar words are different, the meaning is clear. It says, when you're given a box of candy, don't gulp it all down. Eat too much chocolate and you'll make yourself sick. Well, let that settle and have a seat. If I ask you to complete these phrases, Birds of a feather? Two peas in a? Like father? Painted with the same? The apple doesn't fall far from the? A bad apple spoils the? Great minds think alike? All of these reference relationship in one way or another. Hey, God created humanity for and to have relationship. And it's important how we make those connections and how we choose and receive wisdom. We continue the book of Proverbs. I'm going to look at a few verses in chapter 25 and some other verses in Proverbs. And the title of the message for today, when it comes to finding wisdom, is that relationships matter. Relationships matter in finding wisdom. Where or who do you go to find wisdom? Who should be the most important relationship when it comes to finding wisdom? Well, obviously, and I mentioned that a few moments ago, that most important relationship is with God. Relationship with God matters. If that relationship is well, all the other relationships that we come across, the wisdom that we need, will be better because we've gone to God first. Proverbs chapter 25, verse 2 says, It's God's privilege to conceal things and the king's privilege to discover them. No one can comprehend what goes on in the king's mind. Well, the analogy is drawn here in Proverbs is that of the king and his pursuit of God and godly principles and direction. While you and I are not kings, we are certainly God's creation, his children, and we can draw spiritual similarities to these scriptures and apply that to us today. We will never know the full capacity and mind of God, his character, his plans, the things that occur in our lives. Pastor Dennis did such a great job last week of discovering those things that we don't want in our lives and how we can deal with those. But even in the midst of all of that, it should never diminish our desire to seek his direction and to do our best to exercise wisdom in this journey. Like the verse described the king, we too are to seek, to search out, to discover the things of God and the truths that will enable us to make right choices and decisions. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 4 says, true humility and fear of the Lord leads to riches, honor, and long life. Riches, honor, and long life. Who wouldn't want that? We want to be successful, but that comes with true humility and fear or reverence of the Lord. Your relationship with God matters, and we want to make that relationship to be the best. How do we do that? We nurture and strengthen that relationship. We do that through reading the Word, and you are doing that through the book of Proverbs and other areas in the Bible. You are praying, learning how the Holy Spirit speaks into your life and learning how he's able to lead and direct. We gain wisdom. We nurture our relationship with God in those ways. Those are the good things that we do. Verse 4 says, remove the impurities and the sterling will be ready for the silversmith. Pastor Dennis talked about silver last week. I had already looked at this verse, so he covered that again well last week. Remove the impurities. If we are to find wisdom, we do need to develop a relationship with God. If there are things that need to be cleansed, sin that needs to be confessed, sin that needs to be taken away, burned away, thrown off, removed from our lives, we need to get rid of those impurities and allow God's wisdom to filter through all of the rest of the things that are going on in our lives. Amen? Hebrews 12 and 1 says, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race that's marked out for us. Well, this past week, I by no means is the guy who likes to do the lawns, to clean up stuff around the house. Those acts of service, I have to push myself to do that. Well, this past week, I had to deal with some weeds around our house and in the flower bed. We were away on vacation for a few weeks. The lawnmower was busted. Should I mention the persistent wife in the other room of the house? I think there's a proverb there, but yeah, we won't go there. There's probably a whole lot of other proverbs that would come back, so I worked hard for a couple of hours, pulling those things. And when it came time to put them in the compost bags, my comment to Ruby was, those mounds of weeds, they don't weigh very much. But boy, they sure get tangled in and around the good stuff. And they sure sting as you pull them out, and they create a mess. Well, I thought, maybe that is why sin so easily gets in our way when it comes to our relationship with God. It doesn't feel like much when we're doing sin, those things that are going, it doesn't feel weighty or heavy on us at times. But boy, when we have to start dealing with it, it can sure sting and create a mess. Our relationship matters with God. When that relationship is healthy, it should overflow into other relationships. Another area where relationships matters is at home, with our families. We need wisdom in our homes. With all that's going on around us, those relationships matter. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6 says, "Direct your children onto the right path, and when they're older, they will not leave it." To the parents in house, online, it's our responsibility to lead our children. We are the primary examples in the lives of our family, in our home. Will we be perfect? Will we get it right? Absolutely not. But let's not leave that spiritual direction to other people or other groups or the educational system or whatever name you want to put in there. Let's not leave it to those people. I agree that there is wisdom from other groups, but let's keep in mind that we, you and I, parents, guardians, you and I have the primary spiritual responsibility in the home. Parents obviously have a big part to play in the home. Now, the home is not just about the parent or the adults. As teens and young adults in the home, Proverbs has some good words for yourself. Proverbs chapter 23, verses 22 and some verses after says this, "Listen to your father who gave you life, and don't despise your mother when she is old. Get the truth and never sell it. Also get wisdom, discipline, and good judgment. So give your father and mother joy. May she who gave you birth be happy. Oh, my son, give me your heart. May your eyes take delight in following my ways." Folks, relationships matters to the young and the old. Relationship with God should and is the priority. Whatever our age, as we honor God first, we gain wisdom that helps us in all the other relationships there and helps them to work better. Now, outside of our immediate family, it is great when we do have awesome people around us that can help provide guidance and direction, to have people that we look up to and value their input. We read it earlier, Psalm 25, verse 11 says that timely advice is lovely, like golden apples in a silver basket. The Message puts verses 11 through 13 this way, and it says, "The right word at the right time is like a custom-made piece of jewelry, and a wise friend's timely reprimand is like a gold ring slipped on your finger. Reliable friends who do what they say are like cool drinks in sweltering heat, refreshing." What an image to have someone that you trust and rely upon to give you a good word. It's refreshing. It's helpful. It's good in that situation. Relationships matter for the positive impact and the godly input. But let's be honest, relationships matter because there's so much potential for wrong guidance, for someone to have selfish wisdom, even evil wisdom to affect us. Verse 4 says, "Remove the wicked from the king's court, and his reign will be made secure by justice," or righteousness, as another version says. Folks, I believe we value the good, but let's be aware of who is given space to influence our actions, our decisions. If I ask you to share those who've had a positive influence in your lives, we could probably spend hours about those individuals and chatting about those amazing people. Now, on the flip side of that, We may not be as quick to share or to admit when we have followed the negative influence of someone and it didn't go as well as we had anticipated or thought. Suffice to say, influence is powerful. Influencer is a common expression in today's online world. I'm not going to ask who you follow, but if you follow. How many of you would say that you follow an influencer? Well, the younger generation are the ones that would probably say there's influencers there. One definition of an influencer is a person who has a large and engaged social media following and can influence the opinions, behaviors. They're seen as trendsetters, and their recommendations and endorsements can have significant impact on others. Last week, you may have caught some of the news reports from the U.S. Democratic National Convention, and the one news report that I saw, they were highlighting the presence of influencers. And I'm not sure if our PowerPoint, there should be a picture come up there, but if not, there it is right there. So this was that popped up on the CTV news feed last week as I was watching, and they were highlighting the influencers that are there. And it says that there were 200 influencers at the convention. 5 were giving speaking opportunities, but their influence was 24 million followers. Folks, we have people going online, going to these influencers and hearing their opinions, their choices, their decisions, and they do carry weight in today's online world where many of our young people and teenagers are there watching. The role of influence is changing rapidly. Now that major influence in your life or your family member may not be a person that you actually interact with personally, but more of a video post online. Friends, the king realized that not every person in his court were there to provide godly guidance or influence. Not every person in your realm of friends and associates and acquaintance are there with godly influence and guidance. The king had to remove the wicked so that his reign would be secure. Further down in verse 26, it says, if the godly give in to the wicked, it's like polluting a fountain or muddying a spring. Proverbs 24, verse 21 says, fear the Lord, don't associate with rebels. And I say to friends, to teens, to young adults, it's not worth it. To those who've been along the journey for some time, it's not worth the quick highs, the quick pleasure, the wealth even, or the prestige. It's not worth giving in to the influence of evil, of bad, that takes you away from your relationship with God. Not worth it. Proverbs 24, verse 1 says, don't envy evil people or desire their company. We don't have to look around very far to realize that evil is prevalent. The enemy is out to destroy, and if he can get his influence or someone else to distract you from the relationship that matters most, that being God, he, the enemy, will do all he can to do that. There's another saying that I came across as I was just searching out some of those expressions. And it says, if you lie down with dogs, you will get up with fleas. Be careful who you hang out with and the influence that they have on you. 1 Peter 5 and 8 says, the enemy will go about like a roaring lion, seeking who he will devour. Can I say that sometimes there's a whole lot more subtle ways that the enemy squeezes into our lives? Do not give him the opportunity to get any place where there's distance put between you and God. Proverbs 24, verse 3 says the opposite. It says, a house that is built by wisdom, and it becomes strong through good sense. I read a devotional a couple of weeks ago, and it was entitled, Knowing Who Belongs in Your Life. And the verse that was used was Judges chapter 7, verse 4. And it really talks about where Gideon was with the Midianites and in battle. And the verse says, I will test, God says, I will test them to determine who will go with me. You see, Gideon started out with 32,000 people, but God was the one who was determining who would go alongside him, who would fight with him, who would work with him. And the writer continues and says, you don't need lots of people in your life. You just need the right people. You don't need lots of people in your life. You just need the right people. Gideon ended up winning the battle with 300 soldiers. And he continues, God can do more with less. Just be prepared to lose some friends. For where God is taking you, they can't go. You need people with the same spirit as you. Just because someone is talented doesn't mean they belong in your life. And then he concludes, your success depends on having the right people in your life. And that's why you must pray and rely on God's guidance. As I share these thoughts with you, you may be already sensing some influences in your life and realize that you need to give some thought to them. Ensure that the influences in your life bring you closer to God instead of taking you away from God. Maybe today it is time to recognize some of those relationships and to deal with them. If you need to make some decisions to ensure spiritual success, godly favor in your life, help God determine who will go with you. Amen? And that leads to another important area of relationships. Relationships matter here at church. I love watching people connect at church. We saw a group of people that came up here earlier. Some of them did not know each other, may have saw each other at church, but really didn't interact. But a missions trip provided that opportunity. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25 encourages us to gather together. Ephesians talks about the body of Christ working in unity, having like-minded people with the same spirit, praying for each other, having the right people in your corner who provide encouragement and godly counsel. We are all different, unique skills, talents, characteristics. But if we're building each other up, if we're encouraging each other, we have a healthy church right here in this part of God's kingdom. PPC, or wherever you are attending, online, wherever you're attending, do it well at the place you're worshiping. And when we do that, we gain that support. People, I mentioned, it could be a missions trip. I've seen it happen at Grief Share, life groups, first impressions, children's men, prayer times. It happens all the time where people connect who really didn't know each other. And I say, don't miss out on the opportunity to have relationships here at church, not only to receive encouragement and prayer, but also to provide support and comfort to others in a time of need. Let's determine to glorify and honor God here at PPC, and then make it easy for those coming into our church to recognize that relationships matter. Hey, just take a look around and just give someone another. I know you did that earlier, but hey, we're all here. Relationships matter here at church. Now, not just here, but relationships matter outside the church, our community, our neighborhood, our workplace. They need to know that relationships matter. As believers and followers of Jesus Christ, we are to be salt and light to the world around us. Matthew chapter 5, Matthew chapter 27 refer to different areas of being salt and light there. Matthew 22 refers to loving God first and then to love our neighbor. We're to love God first and then to love those around us. Relationships matter. Proverbs, if you go through, you've already read some of those chapters. Proverbs tells us to be humble. Don't think you're better than others. To be a good neighbor. Don't lie about others. Don't gossip. Don't be lazy. Reach out to the needy. Be kind to those around you. You can go through every chapter and find expressions and proverbs are there. Some you will smile at. Some will bring a thought. Some will bring a conviction. Some may sting. But go through Proverbs with an open spirit, an open mind, and see how God leads. Maybe you've been in the presence of someone and you say or think, I wish some of that would rub off on me. Meaning, that person has something that I desire. I trust that happens in your relationships. When it comes to the spiritual matters, that you look at someone and go, wow, that person prays so well. Well, you know what? If a person prays really well, sure, they had that passion and fervency, but more chances are early on, they had to spend time in prayer. They had to do that. They had to be in relationship with God and just spend that time with Him. So those things, we want those good things, but we need to do those things and say, get around people that say, I want what you have. And I trust that relationship matters to you with God here at church and outside. People, I hope, want what you have. To find joy, to hope, to find wisdom, to act wise, relationships matter. Maybe you're listening today and you're unsure about a relationship with God. You've never asked Jesus into your life. Well, John chapter 14, verse 6 says that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. You see, when we accept Jesus, we begin that relationship with God. And I say, if you would like to know more in-house, come and see one of the pastors following our service at the end, and we can talk to you about knowing God more. Online, if you'd like to know more about a relationship with God, make a note in the chat box, and our online host will reach out to you and make a connection with you, and then we can follow up with yourself. As I conclude, one writer said this: you are the average of the top five people you spend the most time with. We become like those we spend time with, and they influence our beliefs, our lifestyle, our habits. And I ask, and I know that's a quick, those top five people, but are those the people that you want to become? What if I added, it's just not who you spend time with, but where I spend my time? This thing in my back pocket. How much time do we spend there? How much time do we spend in front of a screen, whether that's a TV, a computer, or video games? How much time do we spend with work? How much time do we spend with Bible, with prayer? Folks, to have a healthy relationship with God, that's what He planned right from the beginning, to be strong with Him, to have the relationship with Him first, and then with all of those around us, with those we come in contact with, to have a positive, a spiritual impact in their lives. I just make this comment: relationship with God matters because that relationship is not just for a period here. I can reach out to someone for counsel and say, well, I'm not sure about, I want to buy this, or I'm thinking about this, and you reach, that's for a season. Relationship matters with God because it is for eternity. It is forever. So let's ensure that the relationship that matters most is that with God first, and then as we reach out into a world around us. To find wisdom, relationship matters. When you and I consider finding wisdom for our lives, as you reflect on Proverbs, as you reflect on our thoughts today, what relationships need attention? I'm going to ask if there's a slide that will come up, if that will just stay up for a few moments. What relationships need attention? God, family, church, or others? As you look at that, when you think about finding or gaining wisdom, are these the relationships that are helping you to do that? Or if they are, what needs attention? What relationship needs attention? Do we need to do some work in our walk with God to confess some sins or to remove some things or someone's influence in our lives that are allowing the enemy to affect our relationship with Him? Maybe we need to make some decisions with family, at work, at school, at home. Suffice to say that the most important relationship matters is that of God. He is to be Lord of all. We begin this time this morning with that expression that He is or should be Lord of all. As you consider these relationships, is God number one? And then are we reaching out well to those around us? Are we finding wisdom in the right places? I'm just going to ask you to stand at this time and just take a look at the screen. And the worship team are just going to lead us through part of that song, Cornerstone, where it does get to that He is Lord of all. I'm just going to ask you just to pause, and I will pray with you. The worship team will lead you in that song to just say, you know what, whatever it is, I want God to be Lord of all. And then Pastor Marie will come back and share and pray for in another area. So just ask you to close your eyes and just think about those areas. What relationship needs attention? Is it with God? Is it with my family? Is it with my church? Is it with those that you interact with? My neighbors? Jesus.
Christ alone, cornerstone, weak made strong in the Savior's love through the
Lord, we thank you for the opportunity that we have of being in relationship with yourself. God, if we recognize who you are all the time, we know that there are choices and decisions that we need to make, where we need to ask you for wisdom and direction. So, Lord, first of all, we thank you for that opportunity that we have of being in relationship with you. Lord, as you, by your Holy Spirit, show things in our lives, speak into our minds, into our hearts, and show us areas that we need to do better at, or we need to get rid of, or we need to confess the sin that's there, or we need to just remove somebody's influence in our lives. Father, we're asking that we would do that so our relationship with you could be the absolute best that it can be. Lord, that's your desire. Lord, help us to do our part that draws us closer to yourself. Lord, I pray for family. And Lord, I know that not every home and things go exactly the way that we planned or anticipate. Lord, even in the midst of all that's going on, may we ask for your wisdom, your direction in our homes and the lives of our families. Lord, for those around us, our neighbors, our workplace, whether we're at school in a few weeks, Lord, the people that we come in contact with, may those relationships be good, because we want to make a difference for yourself, to help others to know you, to reach out to you. Help us to be a positive spiritual influence in the lives of those we come in contact with. So Lord, today we put ourselves out there once again, and we say whatever area is needed, whatever we need from you to help us to be bold, to be strong, to confess, whatever is needed, God, we know that we don't do that alone. You are with us all the time. Help us to ensure that you are Lord of all. Amen? Amen. Folks, whatever is needed, it really is up to you and I. God will sure pour out his blessing. God will sure give wisdom. But it's you and I that have to make those steps and say, here I am, God. Help me to make you Lord of all.
We hope that you enjoyed today's podcast. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review it if you enjoyed. You can also help us reach others by investing in our church at ppclife.ca/give. Thank you again for joining us today at Our PPC Life.